Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to Nowhere to Run and the Stop Sleep Paralysis Podcast. I just wanted to take a few minutes and discuss the latest project, as well as what's been going on with me and some future projects as well. It'll be a pretty short episode. The main thing is I just released the new sleep paralysis book called Sleep Paralysis, What It Is and How to Stop It. I'm really excited about it. It's been literally years in the making. If you took all the research and everything that I've been doing, the survey and all the stuff that has gone into this, I'm really excited about being able to tell you it's available. It's basically everything that I know about sleep paralysis in one place, and I think it'll be a really good tool for people that are, of course, experiencing sleep paralysis and people that know people that are experiencing sleep paralysis. I kind of wanted it to be just the book about stopping sleep paralysis for good in your life. I released it for free in many forms on the brand new website, stopsleepparalysis.org. It's in a free audiobook version. It's in articles and all kinds of stuff. You can get basically everything that's in the book for free at the website. However, if you do want to buy a copy, it's available on many places, amazon.com, if you want a paperback version or the Kindle version. As far as ebooks, you can get it on Kindle or Nook, and probably in about a week it'll be available on the iBook store as well. I'll provide links to the paperback and the ebooks and all that stuff in the show notes section of this episode. Also, as I mentioned, the website is brand new. It's been redesigned, trying to focus on basically just getting people right to the heart of the matter, how to stop sleep paralysis for good. So I redid the video that I had been using for that purpose, to basically just send to people that are asking about how to stop it. And basically I turned the audiobook into, audio video books for the most part. Three of the most important chapters I did turn into videos with the help of my friend Aaron. So those are available on the website. I'll also be making an edit of all three of those and putting them on the main YouTube as well pretty soon. So all that's available, brand new website, stopsleepparalysis.org. With promotion, I could use your help. I expect there's going to be a lot of negative comments on Amazon because basically this is not a really popular thesis. People that have an anti-supernatural worldview or whatever just are not going to like it. So I would appreciate if you have the time to write a comment or a review on the Amazon site. On that, I think when I first started working on this book, I had a different cover design and a different sort of idea for the book. I was going to try to write it for the skeptic, for the person that just couldn't believe that that demons were real and that this could be demonic or spiritual in nature. And I still included all that argumentation in the book, but I scaled back the amount of that I was going to do. I was going to just be really, really detailed about it. But I decided that what I could do, the best thing that I could do is just write a book that's clear, easy to understand, and just gets right to the main issue, what sleep paralysis is and how to stop it. So I spent more time on just speaking to that issue than I did trying to convince a skeptic who I just decided probably if they're convinced and they have an anti-supernatural worldview, there's not much that I could do to convince them of that anyway. So I decided to talk to the people that were interested or were on the fence at least. So anyway, as I mentioned, Amazon reviews will be extremely helpful. Again, you can find the links to that in the show notes. If you want to write a review about the book or do an interview with me on your podcast or radio show or whatever, I'll be happy to send you a free copy of the book in paperback or Kindle or whatever is preferable for you. And you can email me at chris@stopsleepparalysis.org or any of my other websites will work as well. I am going to do a little bit of promotion, not too much. I got a press release that's scheduled for tomorrow or maybe the next day. And I think it's going to be a kind of inflammatory press release. I hope it will get a lot of attention. But after that, I'm going to probably spend the next week or two doing the kind of promotion stuff that is sort of necessary for all this stuff. And then I'm just going to get right back to what I was doing. I've been writing two books for the last few months, and I'm happy to sort of get that down to one book now and just focus mainly on that. So I know I haven't been podcasting a lot over on the other sites, the Bible Prophecy Talk and whatnot. But that's all going to change here in about a week or two. I'm going to get right back into that full force. In other news, I wanted to mention something. I decided to do a speaking engagement at a university. Not really too much into speaking engagements, but I when I hear something that I really want to do, I will do them. And this one is at Sam Houston University. It will take place on April 10th, 6th through 8th. This is in Huntsville, Texas. And it's put on by a group called Ratio Christi, which is an apologetics group that works at universities. It's a global movement that equips university students and faculty to give historical, philosophical, and scientific reasons for following Jesus Christ, bringing together faith and reason to establish the intellectual voice of Christ in the university. Ratio Christi is planting student-led apologetics clubs at universities around the world. So I'm going to be speaking about mythicism, the idea that was promoted by the internet film Zeitgeist and a lot of that stuff. So I'm going to be doing about an hour and a half presentation there that will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on April 10th at Sam Houston University. So if you're interested in that, you can either email me for more information or just check out the Ratio Christi site at Sam Houston. Okay, I think that's about it. Thank you for your time, and sorry for such a short episode. I do hope to get back to doing regular Nowhere to Run episodes once everything sort of settles down and I have a little less on my plate. But I really appreciate your help, and again, I would thank you for any reviews of the book. You don't necessarily have to buy it. As I mentioned, it is for free at the website in many different forms, but your reviews would be helpful. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.